Hey guys, welcome to Wild and Free. This is your hostess, Isla Granholm. I'm going to start this podcast off with an episode that tells Maine history in short. I hope you're ready to learn about Maine. Maine is a beautiful place, chock full of tradition, fun, and rich history. From the first settlers to bean boots, earmuffs to restaurants, we're going to learn all about Maine, my state. So get ready, this will be fun. Maine is the largest of the New England states by area, though nowhere near close to them in population. Maine is the most sparsely populated state east of the Mississippi River. Maine measures to about roughly the size of Georgia, yet only 1,345,790 people live there, with most of them dwelling down east in the southeastern portion of the state. The name Maine comes from an ancient French province of the same name. It's believed that John Cabot and his son, Sebastian, visited the Maine coast in 1498. However, that's a long time before the first settlements were established. They wouldn't be there until 1623. Unbelievably, Maine wouldn't even be considered a state until 1820. Maine did receive some distinction in those early days, however. The very first naval action of the Revolutionary War occurred in 1775 when Maine colonists captured the British sloop Margaretta in Machias on the Maine coast. Go Mainers! These days, Maine is known for its blueberries, lobsters, and lumber, among other things. Maine produces around 98% of the USA's low bush blueberries. If you want to try some great Maine blueberries, keep an eye out for Wyman's frozen blueberries. They should be in the frozen food section of your local grocery. A lot of income comes from Maine's apples, potatoes, dairy products, and vegetables, with poultry and eggs being the highest selling items. Understandably, Maine also accounts for a lot of the nation's pulp paper, with almost 89% of Maine being forested, Maine can make a lot of paper. This same wood gives Maine the ability to turn out everything from boats to toothpicks. Also, Maine leads the world in sardine production. Maine turns out more than 75 million tins of them annually. Lobster is another biggie in Maine. In 2005, Maine lobstermen caught nearly 63 million pounds of the crunchy crustacean. Maine has also, quite accurately, earned the name Vacation Land for itself. The tourism industry is booming in the Pine Tree State. The ruggedly beautiful coastline, soaring mountain peaks, crystalline lakes, and wild rolling forests make Maine a truly incredible place to vacation. Primary points of interest are Acadia National Park, Bar Harbor, Allegash National Wilderness Waterway, the Wadsworth Longfellow House, Roosevelt Campobello International Park, and St. Croix Island National Monument. However, if those are the only things on your bucket list in Maine, you're really missing out. In summer, Frenchman's Hole is a great place to visit for a swimming spot, if you dare make the leap. And Mount Pisgah in mid-September, when the leaves are turning, is gorgeous. If you're a hiker, you might like to challenge Katahdin, the highest peak in Maine. If you'd rather keep your vacation mild, visiting the Rockland Breakwater is an excellent option. Land's End Beach and the Giant's Stairs are other beautiful coastal sightseeing spots. If you're more of a woodsy person, you might enjoy the easy trails that Vaughn Woods and or Jamie's Pond provide. If you want to stay closer to civilization, you'd probably enjoy the Androscoggin River bicycle path in Lisbon. Or perhaps you should head to the Kennebec River Rail Trail. Simply wandering around in any of the coastal or riverside towns and cities can bring you to the discovery of something beautiful you'll never forget. Thanks for listening to Wild and Free. I'll see you guys next episode.